This is the Closet Geek episode 46 for July 8th, 2014.
Hey, this is Kristen Huey, and you're listening to the Closet Geek.
Closet Geek, coming to you each week in Closet Geek. All things of geeks critiqued in Closet Geek. Comics and games and tech in Closet Geek. Lego, Star Wars, Star Trek in Closet Geek. We are not nerds, we have some social skills to call our own. Closet Geek!
Hey guys, and welcome to the Closet Geek, where geeks come out! Woo! The podcast where four brothers have united their powers to become the Four Horsemen of Geek, bringing you the best and latest geeky news. I'm your host, Barry Rickson, and with me I have my three brothers, John, Ryan, and Michael.
Yes.
Say hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello, gentlemen.
Yes.
Welcome.
We are back. We apologize for the vacation that we took last week, but...
We don't apologize for taking the holiday off. Come on.
But we are back, and we are here to bring you awesome news. There was a holiday last?
What?
Only in the United States of America.
But that's true.
We have other fans that are
outside. We do. So Sebastian, our Switzerland listener, we apologize for taking holiday.
Apologize for having pride in our country.
Yeah, that's man. Right. You should tell us if your friends listen, and if they don't. Why not?
That's right. All right, let's go to our first segment of the show, which is called This Week in Geek.
This week in Geek.
This is the segment where we talk about the latest things that we've done, the things we love, and the things that we can recommend to you to check out. I want to start with Ryan this week. Ryan.
Okay. Hey, my video froze on my screen.
Yay! We still have audio, though.
I have a blank look on my face on my screen, and I'm just staring off to the side. All right.
You're starting to break up,
now
too.
Your audio's kind of breaking up, too.
Okay. How about now?
No,
but still breaking up.
Still a little crackly.
Okay. I think I might have, like, too many things going on at the same time.
I want three monitors. Oh, wait. I have too many things going on. Hold on. Let me close some windows.
Yeah, so...
Do you want us to... How about John? Why don't you go on, Ryan?
Please. Give me a second.
Fix his issues. John, what'd you do with the last couple weeks that are geeky? Yeah.
Gosh, let me think. Well, I did... I've been watching a lot of Legend of Korra lately. I finally got... like my kids to watch it for some reason they're like but then I'm thinking, come on, you like Avatar, you're gonna like Legend of Korra. It's the same stuff.
Legend of Korra is way better.
And so we started watching it. Now they're all like, oh my gosh, Legend of Korra. So they're like, everything is Legend of Korra now, and they're drawing everything, and they're like making like things to make them be able to bend, and they've got like fire bending tools and water bending, and like my daughter created like an air bending ball that she like moves around with to make her look like she's riding on an air ball. It's kind
that's
of
intense.
Yeah, so they're getting all into it and everything, and so that's been fun.
I've still only watched book one, but now they have book three, right?
Yeah, book three just started.
So
you've got a few episodes of book three that are available. But we did watch. We watched, I think, we have like four episodes left in book two.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll move into book.
And what streaming service are you watching that through?
Book two. Well, most of them I just got from nick.com.
Oh, okay.
I went straight to their website, and they have the majority of book two episodes available. I think they're like, it was almost like they had every other one. And so, then they'll like take those down and put the others up. So there are ways to go and do that. There are also other ways to go and do that if you're not necessarily worried about
the
legality of things. So yeah, there's all that kind of stuff. But
we don't do those things here on the Closet Geek.
Nope, we never do them on the
show.
Never, no. Not on the show at all. Never during the show or on the show will we do that.
That's right.
Anyway, moving on. So I've been watching a lot of Legend of Korra. That's been great. And then I also started watching the second season of – well, actually, I guess technically this would be the
It's considered the second.
Well,
the second season.
It depends
the
on.
One,
it depends
other
on
the spinoff.
It wasn't a spinoff. It was like book two, and this is technically book three, but they're calling it Sword Art Online 2.
Well, the first season was
both
all of
book one and
book
two.
And book two,
right? Because book one is called Aincrad, and book two is
Tales, Elder Tales.
Yeah, Elfin Tales or something like that.
I thought it was Elder Tales.
Dang it, I can't remember. Anyway, so, yeah.
By
so,
the way, we're all talking about Sword Art Online
yes.
2 that came
right,
out.
Right, Sword Art Online 2 started, and that is the one that's about the – it's called Gun Gale Online. It's the latest virtual reality MMO.
It looks
MMO.
Great.
And, yeah, so I watched the first episode.
Is this the Western one?
No, it's not Western.
No, it's sci-fi.
Yeah.
You know, it has a sci-fi feel to
it. It's
but
yeah.
guns are involved.
It's more sci-fi.
Although, while guns are involved, I think one of the lead characters does use a energy sword.
Right. Eventually, Kirito...
That's because swords are cooler.
Yes.
Yeah, Kirito will eventually get a plasma sword, is what it is. And it's like...
Because he's just good with a sword.
And it's like one of the like ultra-rare... items in the game, and he's the only one that has it. So
well, let's be you know, if anybody knows Sword Art Online, he's an elite gamer.
Right.
He just knows how to do those sort of things within the game.
So the storyline of this new one is that apparently somebody is going into this game and has figured out how to kill their avatar and have it actually kill the player
Death
in real life. And it's called Death Gun. That's the guy's name. Very Japanese. But so they are going to Kirito in order to ask him to go into Gun Gale Online to investigate. Not necessarily to like take the guy out or anything
nope,
like that.
No, they just want information.
They just want him to investigate and try to figure out how it even is possible.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
Yeah, very cool. So Sword Art Online is one of my favorites.
And what's really cool is it's on Hulu Plus, so
yes.
You don't have to go to Crunchyroll. You don't have to go to Ultima TV Anime or Anime Ultima TV or anything like that. You can go to Hulu Plus.
Yeah, so
of course, the only
thing
you have to deal with on Hulu Plus are the three-minute ad commercials
yeah.
every 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Ah!
Which is dumb, because if I'm paying for Hulu Plus, I shouldn't have to deal with ads.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
I think we talked about this.
We talked about it all
well,
the time.
Well, we hate it with a fiery passion.
That's right.
So anyway,
we're
let's
very
continue.
Very passionate about that topic.
Yeah.
But
what else did you do, John?
So then Barry talked about the new anime series that Netflix is doing called Knights of Sidonia.
Yeah.
And so I started watching that, and I wasn't anticipating, but I binge-watched the whole season.
So did I.
Woo!
Yeah, John and Michael binge-watch Knights of Sidonia.
No, I didn't.
Not at all.
I think I watched six episodes one night and six episodes the next night.
I'm back.
Yeah.
Oh,
yay!
Ryan's back.
What's Knights of Sidonia?
Knights of Sidonia is that anime that Barry was talking about the other week that Netflix is doing.
Oh, that's
It's a space opera.
It's a sci-fi, but
space opera.
Yeah, it was okay. It wasn't like awesome.
I really enjoyed it for all the intricacies in the storyline. Obviously, everything's not shown or told to you, so you have to do a lot of figuring out for yourself.
Yeah.
Things do get shown towards the end of the season, but it really opens up the next season very big. Although I did jokingly call it the Game of Thrones of anime to a friend of mine, because you were like, hey, this character is dead. This character is cool dead. And
well, it's that's why a lot of people are comparing it to like.
So it's an anime.
A lot of people are to like Attack on Titan.
Like kind of the Attack on Titan feel, absolutely.
Because everybody dies. And so but ultimately it's about, you know, very stereotypical.
About survival.
Well, it's very stereotypical anime where like one guy happens to be like
uber
super awesome and he's like the savior of everything because he's so good at what he does. And
yeah, as we jokingly say in SLC Anime Club, a seemingly normal high school aged boy. Seemingly normal.
Right. So yeah, there's a lot of little intricate storylines and stuff that going on, and there's some character development, but for the most part, and a lot of times you kind of get lost if like who they are. It's like, wait, who just died? Oh, wait, was that the one that like?
Well, that comes along with the artwork, because a lot of them are clones, and so the only difference is the voice acting. So some of the characters are drawn identical.
Yeah.
So the only difference is the voice acting, and so you really have to pay attention.
Yeah.
Because if you're a subtitle reader, you'll lose the intricacies in the voicing.
It does get a little confusing. But
the artwork though is awesome.
It was okay.
I love the nitty gritty. All the little nicks and dings and details, and like the little craters in the ship, that because it's, you know, been adrift at
space. Yeah, that kind of stuff. That's true. That's that kind of stuff.
Very cool little details.
It's just funny. John's like, it's kind of okay. And then Michael's
all right.
Listen to this, and John's kind of coming around slowly, going, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I understand what he's referring to now.
The nicks and dings, and like everything's nitty gritty. It's okay. Nothing's brand new, nothing's clean.
Right.
The
character design was very. I don't know.
It's like cel shaded,
basic. So,
yeah, it is. It's.
I mean, it was really hard to differentiate even between like different characters, because they were all drawn exactly the same.
Yeah,
and so I mean, I understand.
MMO.
I understand that some of the characters were clones. Sure, I understand that, and that. Sure. Okay. Granted, those characters I understand should all look the same because they're clones. Because there's like this group of like 11 sisters that are all clones that are all part of this academy, and then there's like this other group that are clones. And anyway, so
well, it is different in the fact that they don't use hair color and wardrobe to differentiate the characters, and so you are correct.
Everybody
anime,
wore the same
it gets a little confusing.
Wardrobe.
So everybody looks the same except for maybe three or four key characters who are obviously different.
Right.
Overall, it was. I would give it a 6.5 out of 10. I think it had a lot of potential, but there was some plot discrepancies that I wasn't really pleased with.
It was.
Hey, Ryan.
Yeah,
it was all right. I liked it. I think a 6. Yeah, I think that's probably. I would give it a 6. Sure.
Yeah.
And go Ryan.
Yeah.
back to me.
Yeah.
Let's see. What did I do today? This week.
What did I do today? I can't even remember.
Today I was working on a belt buckle. Actually, that was my daytime project. This week I've actually been making a muscle suit.
For
a super secret Dragon Con costume.
Oh, so you're able to get around to it more than you thought you were, huh?
Actually,
no.
This is not Dark Side. Dark Side was an add-on that I thought I could do. But
oh, in addition to what yes. you are currently doing?
Correct.
Ooh, well, I am excited.
I will not reveal it to you
Ooh,
guys.
Good
what?
For you.
Oh!
Until it is finished. I will reveal it right before Dragon Con.
Cool.
Well, nice. are you still taking, like, pictures along the way and just release all the
yeah.
pictures?
Yeah. Okay, I've been showing photos of some of the muscle suit
yeah.
on my personal page. I haven't shared it with my my prop page yet at this point.
Yeah,
and I'm also doing a belt buckle for it that will give it away, so I can't show the belt
suit.
Buckle.
And belt buckle.
It's not Hellboy.
Batman?
No. Belt buckle. You're going to be He-Man.
Ooh.
I am not buff enough to be. Oh, wait.
Well, that's why you're making the muscle. That's why you're doing the muscle.
Well, it's not that. It's not that. Anyway, so it's been really cool. It's a new technique that I've been doing a lot of research on. I kind of was really nervous to start, but I figured out a lot of cool ways to do it on my own. There's a lot of people who I figured out how the kind of the industry does it. Because I'm a subscriber to the Stan Winston videos, the Stan Winston School of Arts, and they have a couple of videos on there that are similar to building a muscle suit. One is building a fat suit, another is just foam fabrication. So I kind of combine the two to make my own suit, and I have this really awesome belt sander that I originally purchased to make medieval armor, metal medieval armor, way back in, when I was living in South Carolina.
Yeah,
before my kids were born. So that's how long I've had it. It's 10 years old, but it's still a workhorse. It's one of those tools that if it broke, I would be on the phone calling for a new one immediately. So,
cool.
Anyway, so I've been using it, and it's like, it's so, so easy to make the muscle forms with that thing. Anyway,
cool.
So awesome. I've been working on that, putting that together, and ordering a lot of cool stuff. I got a really cool package of stuff that I can't show you.
did you happen to use the Closet Geek Amazon link for that?
Oh, yeah, I have, yes.
Oh, good. Nice. And for all of you that want to make orders of your future Dragon Con costumes and anything else, go use our Amazon link on theclosetgeek.net. Boom. Yep.
Boom. Yep. So all I ordered right. lots of stuff through that link, actually.
Very cool.
Yeah. And it's so I'm busy. I've been working on it furiously. I only have a month and a half before
right.
Dragon Con,
right.
and I'm moving.
And moving, yeah.
And I'm moving. So tomorrow, actually, I'm driving down to Georgia to pick up my kids. So they're with the in-laws.
In Georgia?
Cool. Well, we're going to meet halfway.
Oh,
okay.
I thought
in Florida.
They're in Florida, but we're going to meet halfway. So
okay.
Well, pick them up, take them home.
Nice.
Anything else going on?
I am trying to look around, see if anything I'm making. I haven't actually done any Wookiee stuff for about 2 weeks now, so it's kind of an interesting break.
Nice break, yeah.
I've never had kind of that long without Wookiee. So
nice.
Maybe my prices are too high now.
Time to come down.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe.
So tell me about the mask I made.
Yeah. So the only geeky thing I did, but it was an awesome geeky thing. This last weekend I went to Nerdtacular, which is a convention hosted by the Frog Pants Studio Network. So tons of producers of podcasts were there that were affiliated with Frog Pants, and there was a 2-day convention on Friday and Saturday, so the 4th of July and the 5th. And lots of breakout panels, they had live podcasts going on, panels about how to podcast, And then other panels, like there was a cosplay panel held by Bill and Brittany Duran and other awesome panels like that. They had an epic game room where they had board games, like hundreds of different board games.
Cool.
And lots of awesome things. And it was just, it was so good. And they even had stuff for the kids to do. They had little kid packets ready for kids whenever they saw them that had like coloring books and snacks and stuff like that. It was really cool. So, yeah, so the first day just went to all the panels I wanted to, and it was really awesome. We all got our own swag bags, which had like a bunch of art and other things. But also that during when they had their breakout panels, but they also had big panels that everyone would go to.
Mm-hmm.
And at the beginning of those, they would throw out prizes because they just had tons and tons of shirts, tons of little things. And so being the loud person I am, I would stand up and I'd be like, "Throw it to me!" And I knew the name of the person that was throwing stuff, so I'd say their name, and so they would look at me, and they'd throw it to me.
Nice!
I got, like, 5 different t-shirts. So, a couple of, like, Hearthstone t-shirts, a WoW t-shirt, and a Diablo t-shirt.
Awesome.
Lots of Blizzard stuff.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then I got one of those little Funko characters,
yeah.
You know, those little
the big head.
Yeah, it's that was a WoW character, Arthas.
Oh, cool.
Cool.
And so that's lots of fun, lots of swag that way. But the next day on Saturday, I was actually in costume all day long, and it's my
cool.
first experience doing a full day of being in costume.
Oh, yeah.
And I was wearing my famine mask that Ryan had made for me, and it was a big hit. Everyone loved it. A bunch of people wanting to take pictures, and people always asking me, you know, what's that from? And I'm like, oh, it's an original piece, original character. And so they thought that was really cool. And they, even though it's a small convention, Bill Duran and his posse, so his wife and his brother and sister-in-law, who are all big cosplayers, they held a little contest, and there's probably about 30 or 40 people that were dressed up and competed, and actually some really great costumes. And they had different categories, so a lot of people could compete and actually win. And I took first place in the mask/hat division. So
cool.
Yeah, and I got a medal that said N14 for Nerdtacular 14, and it was Bill had made those.
That's kind of interesting. What kind of categories did they have?
They had the mask/hat category. They had the youth category, so anyone under 13 years old.
Okay.
They had a best homemade category. And they had a best group category. So if you were, you know, there's a group of you. And then they had best overall category.
Cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, I won, and that was awesome.
Root.
But the big thing that happened over the weekend is actually before the costume contest is the very last panel that they were doing for the day was a big, huge trivia competition. They had done one the night before where they had they had 4 teams, but now they only had 2 teams. The winners were going up against each other. And it was a lot of the producers. And so we all go in and we all sit down in our chairs. And they're like, okay, we have some prizes to give away, some of our larger prizes to give away. And mm-hmm. our biggest prize being a computer donated by Doghouse Systems, which you might have heard that name, us mention that. They're an affiliate of the Closet Geek podcast. And so they had
You're lucky that didn't exclude you.
I know, right?
Well, it would have excluded everybody.
It would, yeah. But they're like, okay, look under your chairs, and if there's a sticker under your chair, you win one of the prizes. And there were a bunch of prizes.
Oh, that's clever. Yeah.
And so I felt under my chair, and I wasn't expecting anything, because earlier in the day, they did another round of, like, stickers under the chairs. Like, someone won a Surface Pro and other stuff like that. And so I felt, I'm like, wait, that's a sticker. So I got up, and I flipped my chair up on upside down, and on the sticker it said Doghouse System, winner winner chicken dinner. And so
did it
and
actually
so I was just
say
like,
winner winner chicken dinner?
It did actually. I ripped the sticker off, and I hear Scott Johnson say, "So who won the Doghouse System?" And I just flipped out and started screaming. I was like, "Me!" And I was like, "Woo!" So I ran over and got my computer, and I hoisted it above my head and cheered like a madman. I was like, "Yeah!"
Like a banshee.
Yeah. It was. It's amazing.
Awesome. That's awesome.
It's good. Those are the kind of reactions that people want to see.
Yeah. Right.
Oh
when
man.
You win something cool.
I was hoarse, and I had a headache after screaming.
That's awesome. Was,
I'm so lightheaded from ecstasy.
Yeah. the adrenaline pumping and everything. It was so amazing.
Did you open it up yet?
Yeah, I opened it last night. I posted on Facebook. Didn't you hear my little video I posted?
Oh, his montage.
Oh, my montage of the Little Mermaid.
Okay, you're right. But I was just wondering, did it have a keyboard and mouse?
No.
What?
But you know what?
Just the tower.
It didn't have the power cord either.
Oh, no.
What?
Well, that's hilarious. Because they had it set up at the convention and actually
running.
We've
also loaded it with a virus.
So I just emailed them and said, there's not the power cord or the mouse or keyboard. They're like, oh, so sorry. You know, they forgot to put it back in there. Yeah, they said, we'll send it to you immediately. So they're sending
good.
It to me.
That's
good. Yeah.
See, you should have said, you forgot a monitor, too.
I don't think they sell monitors, though.
The question is, what operating system did they put on it?
Like,
is it Windows 7 or Windows 8?
It's Windows 7.
Good job.
I like Windows 8.
Answer.
I like Windows 8.
Ooh, Windows 8. Ooh.
So yeah, Windows 7.
Good job.
And yeah, so I don't have a monitor. That's another issue. And everyone's like, "You don't have a monitor? What about your old computer?" I don't have an old computer, people. Everything that I do is off of my crummy Hewlett Packard laptop that I've had for like 6 years. So I'm super stoked to have this awesome gaming PC with lots of power behind it.
Power!
Yes.
But
so,
I'm still going to have to challenge you to Hearthstone on your new computer.
Oh, that's right.
You've been avoiding me.
Ever since you got your priest deck put together.
So,
the one
so,
that stomped me like three times.
Oh, yeah. So if you are listening and you want some awesome bonuses, you can go to Doghouse Systems, check out their awesome systems that they have to provide for you. And if you use the code CLOSETGEEK at checkout, they will double your RAM for free.
Woo!
Yes.
So go to doghousesystems.com, order your brand new PC gaming tower of majesty goodness, and use the code CLOSETGEEK
for
double the RAM for free.
That's right.
So yeah, awesome new computer that paid for my trip like 10 times over.
There you go. Yep.
Yeah, not
so, and another really cool thing about it is the cool thing about Doghouse Systems is they have really cool towers that they put custom artwork on the side panel.
Right.
And the artwork that they have was the logo for Nerdtacular 2014. And then every single producer from the Frog Pants Network signed the tower.
That's pretty cool.
It was cool. I saw Bill Duran's signature on there.
Yeah. So, yep, it was awesome.
That is,
so,
yeah, that's really awesome.
That's enough of me and my awesomeness. And go ahead, Mike, tell us of your
awesomeness.
My awesomeness. Well,
he was on the news.
It's my many you know, little snippet shots that I do throughout the year for my martial arts group and or other organizations. But yeah, I threw it up on our Closet Geek page so people can see.
How was that feeling coming up?
What's that?
How did that feel coming up?
Because you threw it up.
Threw it up on the
wah, wah.
Come on.
Not happening. That was so bad. But so, of course, we talked to Knights of Sidonia already. We talked Sword Art Online 2 already, so I don't have to reiterate that. Some real quick Final Fantasy 14 2.3 update came out today. So as soon as I'm done podcasting, I'm totally, you know, jumping online.
Cool.
Yay, woo.
Yeah, so Free Eternal Summer came the next season of Free, which is that show about the swimmers.
One.
Yeah, it came out and it looks really cool, so that's great. Sailor Moon Crystal came out. Little geek on my part for that. It's the reboot of Sailor Moon. Yes, I know, but it's a classic that I just.
Hey, I watched.
I have a soft spot in my heart. I used to get up in the morning and watch it before junior high and high school.
That was definitely not one I've ever been interested in.
Yeah, it's.
I like mocking it.
Yeah, go right ahead. That's fine. It works for me. So, and of course, this last weekend, Salt Lake City Anime met for their monthly meeting. And Salt Lake Anime also had a panel at FantasyCon, which I'll be talking about in a little bit. And their panel went really well, which is great. We rated the show Irregular at Magic High School. It got an overall rating from the entire group of a 5.5.
Mm.
I was the only one who gave it a good score.
I actually
really enjoyed the show.
Nobody else did.
But nobody else did. So I gave it. I actually gave it an 8.5 because it just.
Everybody
plucked
else gave
my
it
heartstrings and I enjoyed it. Everybody else is giving it threes and fives and five and a halves. So my 8.5 pulled it out of the. Four category, but overall, I think that's the great thing about having a club. We run it like a book club, so everybody, you know, reviews the book and we discuss it and then rate it. This upcoming month, we'll be reviewing a show called Deno Coil, which is a comedy / murder mystery type of show. I will speak more on it as the month goes on. Okay. So the big thing I did this last weekend was FantasyCon.
Yeah, it was
huge. It was another large convention here at Salt Lake City.
About time, man!
It was the very
first away and they
ever FantasyCon.
I know,
They have all the good stuff now.
From experiencing the con throughout Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I'm under the assumption, because they haven't posted official numbers yet, that they probably had around 35,000 to 40,000 attendees. That's how it felt. It was a very interactive convention. It almost felt like an expo because there was so much to interact with, so much to watch. And so even though you weren't necessarily attending a panel, there was lots of events to participate in and watch.
That's cool.
They had a huge 30 foot tall dragon with a like 60 foot wingspan. It was huge.
I've seen pictures.
You know, smoke coming out of its nose, and it had speakers all surrounding it and surround sound, so it sounded like it was all like angry. It was neat. And they had this like 25 foot tall rock monster that was animatronic and moved its arms and its mouth and growled and so forth. That was pretty neat. But one of the big things was in the middle of the whole convention floor was what they called the battlegrounds. And for the first few hours, you're like, oh, this is really interesting. You know, you're watching either the LARP groups or the reenactment groups like the SCA and so forth kind of do their battles. And it kind of got boring after that because it was the same thing over and over and over. But it was great for those who maybe were only there for one day or whatever. So I got that out of my system pretty fast. What my group was doing, the United Clan Swordsman Association, we were doing dragon training. And so the kids or adults and so forth could come and do a little sword, you know, sword class for like 20 minutes, and they would get a little certificate. And, you know, it's just something fun that they invited us to do. It allowed us to get in for free. I got in as the Closet Geek press member. Woohoo!
Woo!
Go Closet Geek!
Go Closet Geek!
Yeah, and so
we are press people now.
It was nice because we, you know, got front row seats at the cosplay contest, and nice. there was a Wookiee in the cosplay contest that had Ryan's feet and Ryan's cowl. So it was Ryan's Wookiee kit. So
nice.
And I name dropped Chuichanga at the convention, and all the major cosplayers knew who you were. So that was pretty cool.
Oh.
So
I am known.
So it was pretty cool.
Internet semi known.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. you're known within your community.
I'm
so that's pretty cool.
In a very small specific circle of people. Yay!
But overall, Fantasy Con was, I think it was successful. It was a nice event. Did the parade one morning. I walked with. My wife's Kathy, her roller derby group was in the parade, and so I walked with them. That was fun. It was cool.
I guess it is some guy's fantasy.
So and you know I got to meet Ricky from Riddle's Messy Cosplay. So I got to meet her, super cool person.
Messy wardrobe.
What did I say?
Riddle's
you
Messy
said it all
cosplay.
Wrong. Go just.
Anyway,
I get a
no.
laugh.
Point no, go ahead. No, but she was super cool and very nice, and I knew she was short, but when I met her, I was like, wow, okay, you know, because you know, you don't. Sometimes it's hard to reference a person's height based off of pictures and so forth,
yeah.
Unless you've seen references. But yeah, she was very nice, and we got a sound bite from her for the Closet Geek.
She was shorter than you.
Yeah.
Well,
I know. I am the shortest guy in the family. I know.
Yeah, you are, shorty.
I know. And then I got to see Kristen Huey again, and she recognized me. That was cool. She's like, oh, yeah, I remember you, and so forth.
Yeah,
so
you're the creepy
really nice
guy
to,
from the last adventure.
You're the one I have the restraining order on.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks, guys.
You have to be 150 feet away from me. Please.
You guys are awful. So overall, it was a good convention. I will probably be going next year. Hopefully, they make some improvements. Of course, it was year one, so we'll see.
Oh, yeah.
But I already have my tickets for Salt Lake Comic Con in September.
Nice.
And they just announced a bunch of new guests and so forth. This last week, so I guess Weta, thank you. Weta is going to be there.
Weta,
so that's
no.
going to be
tomato,
cool.
tomato.
So,
I've heard people in the company say Weta.
Weta, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess I'm the one that's been saying it wrong the whole time. Then
okay. So, yay, go me this time. Oh, my gosh. Usually I'm the one slaughtering names and stuff.
Well, what I thought was cool is that they announced that Marvel is an official sponsor of the Salt Lake Comic Con.
Yeah.
Which
it's
really
they,
cool.
Oh.
Well, they are planning on hitting almost 120 this year.
Wow.
120,000 attendees.
Oh, that's insane.
That's like 1% of the surrounding population in concept.
Well, I actually
toured 10% or something like that.
I toured the convention center not that long ago, and they're the main guy in charge of everything. He was talking about how they're in talks right now to build another hotel, and they might be tearing down some areas around the Salt Palace so that they can connect this nice hotel to the convention center, so that all the people can have a hotel connected to the convention center and also give them more space as well.
Correct. In fact, I don't think they're in talks anymore. I think it was actually announced that they're going to build it, and they plan on having it finished, I think, in the next 2 to 2.5 years.
Yeah, I remember reading an article about it.
So, yeah, it's going to be a big, like, 10-story or more hotel, which
it's like,
you know, 10 stories doesn't sound like a lot, but it's a pretty decent-sized hotel in Utah. It might be larger than that if they want to do it for international. But if it was about the same size as the surrounding buildings, most of the surrounding buildings are about 15 stories high, but there are some 30-story buildings just down the street. So either way, it'll be great, because for Anime Bonsai Convention, our contract is up with the convention center we're in the end of 2015, and we plan – well, the talks are to go to the Salt Palace, and if they have the combined hotel with it, it'll be ideal, because we like to have that option of having a combined hotel with our convention.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Cool.
That's me for the week. That was a big week in geek.
Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of us.
We all have. Well, that's what happened
to talk about.
We had conventions.
It was 2 weeks, but we had conventions.
Anime coming out.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, let's go to our next segment of the show called The Weekly Geek.
The Weekly Geek.
This is the segment where we talk about industry news, what's latest, and what is what we like to talk about, and what you should be hearing from our lovely mouths.
Nom, nom.
Oh, hey, nom. I wanted to say something.
Oh, okay. Sure. Oh, okay.
Geeky that I did that I forgot.
All right.
Because my kids are with the in-laws. Well, my wife and I decided to go to the local Mexican restaurant. It's just right outside base. I'd say about 90% of their customers are military.
Right.
Anyway, so we went there and just sat down and ate and watched the Brazil and Germany game.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
That
7-1.
I know.
I can't believe you. I can't believe how dominant. I mean, it got to the point where, like, they made Brazil look like
amateurs,
like a high school team.
A second-rate team.
I mean, it was so crazy to see the like how dominant Germany was. It was just, it was just really.
Everyone, and of course, was in the restaurant. They were cheering for Brazil. And Michelle and I were
cheering for Germany,
you know, having lived in Germany.
Yeah, right,
we're
right.
Totally cheering for Germany. So
awesome.
Pretty awesome. Anyway.
Cool.
There you go.
All right. Let's something that's not in the notes, but that I wanted to talk about, just to bring up, we had posted it on our Facebook page, was the possible reboot of Robotech.
Yes.
Oh, no, it's not.
It's not a reboot.
Yeah, let me talk about that. It's not a reboot.
Oh, okay.
What it is it is a sequel series that takes place after everything that we know, and it's the children of the characters from the...
Oh, really? So, like, after the Invid and everything?
No. It's after the Invid.
No, it takes place during the Sentinels...
Correct.
...timeline, but it's not about the Sentinels.
They said that
there are people postulating that the Sentinels story will be wrapped up
in
the series.
It's going to be a part of it, but it's called Robotech Academy, because it's going to be focusing on the Pilot Academy, and
inside the RDF-3,
and most of the characters that we're going to be seeing in this series is children of characters that we've, you know, from the Robotech
series.
This is a series that I think that I would totally cosplay an anime series.
Oh yeah.
I will
Making
support
Robotech
this on Kickstarter.
Outfits. Yeah, we could make like a Robotech Academy outfits.
That'd be
awesome, huh?
That would be awesome.
Totally. That's what I actually want. I am actually wanting to make a Robotech cosplay for Salt Lake Comic Con.
Yeah.
So I need to get on that.
So it is a Kickstarter project. So you can go to Kickstarter and search for Robotech Academy and fund it. Even if you just give them $10, but I think at the $10 level you do get a digital copy, or maybe I think it's the $20 level. If you do the $20 level, you get a digital copy of the pilot. And then there's like
it goes I want to do
of,
the
of just of just the pilot or the whole series.
Just the pilot.
I want to do the $1,000 one or whatever.
Because that's what
you get to be a character.
Oh right, yeah. If you do
like
$10,000, you get to be a character in the.
Make me a character.
No, this Kickstarter is just so that they have the money to fund the pilot, and then based on the pilot, they're hoping to
companies will pick it up.
That it'll get picked up,
right.
and go from there. But
well, they have 1,506 backers. And their goal is to get to 500,000, but
right.
they are currently
yeah.
at
83 rounded
and they've
up.
Only
yeah,
been
they've,
running for like 5 days.
That's not
and
bad.
They have,
no, it's
they
not
have
bad
month,
at all.
They have a month. Yeah, they have 30 days.
They still
left
have 30
go,
days.
So.
Not every Kickstarter can be Reading Rainbow.
Yeah, I know, right? I know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
$1 million in 5 hours.
Yeah.
Did you hear
Even
about the,
this...
the guy who he wanted like $20 to make a potato salad on Kickstarter,
yes.
and he got $9,000.
No, he's at $38,000 now.
What?
So does he mean he has to owe people like $30,000
no.
potato salad?
All you have to do is finish what you said you were going to start. All he has to do is make a potato salad, and he can bank the rest of that.
Well,
it's ridiculous.
Well, his stretch goals, he's had a bunch of stretch goals. Now he actually rented out a center, and he's going to invite all the people
an
that
arena
came.
And watch me
yeah.
make potato salad.
And he,
yeah!
like, and,
he,
and,
up
and he, he's making every form of potato salad that there's a recipe for now.
What? Oh my gosh.
And there's like all sorts of stuff, but it's insane.
Yeah.
But you know there's going to be just dumb Kickstarters that are going to come after this now.
And see that what
no,
makes
see,
me...
there already is. There's been plenty of things way dumber than this. It
yes.
just depends on who receives it and who shares it.
Right.
You got
the guy
it depends
guy
on who,
got,
what
yeah.
target audience.
And see
is.
And that's and I unfortunately there are things that like this potato salad that get like a bazillion dollars, and then there's good stuff that really
like,
should have been funded, like when
like movies or
well,
games,
or like when TJ was trying to do his book for the autism.
Yeah,
exactly.
But then
stuff for causes like autism,
yeah,
awareness
like nobody
and,
funds those.
And feed the homeless.
Yeah.
Like, feed the homeless. That's not entertaining. Screw that.
Yeah,
let's
I want
potato
give,
salad.
I want to give somebody money to pay potato salad.
Maybe people thought it was a joke.
It was a joke.
But why fund it if it was a joke, right?
I don't know.
It was. A
it
joke.
Is a joke. Yeah.
It's
that's why everybody thinks it's funny. They're like, yeah, I'll give that guy $5.
I mean,
bucks.
Have you been on the Vine? Have you
no.
are you familiar
I
with the Vine?
Even, no.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I.
The Vine is like, you know, it's
6 second
video. 6 second video for. It's like Twitter, but with 6 second videos.
Right.
And it is insanely popular. It's way more popular than Facebook, which is weird to me.
Oh, yeah, because people will just go and just watch these 6 second videos for hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been around for a while.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, the question that I have.
That people pledge is just huge.
The question that I have is, can an awful movie make a ton of money?
Oh, yes.
It's called Transformers.
And the answer is yes.
Yes,
Michael
yes.
Bay does it all the time.
All the time.
Well, what about X-Men Last Stand?
Oh, that was awful.
That was
too.
Awful.
Yeah, that didn't make as much money as
Transformers.
But the newest
billions.
Transformers made over $100 million domestically.
Just the first weekend.
Yeah.
It made like, almost $120 million in just the first weekend.
Yeah, you can't see me. I'm shrugging because I just don't get it.
You want to know what's really, really funny, though, is that the first weekend, it made like a ton of money. The second weekend, just only 1 week later, it only made like 36. It went from like 120 to 36.
Because the word got out, that's why. Sucks.
And I'll guarantee you that next week it's not even going to be that. It's going to be like down in the 20s or teens, because everybody goes and because everybody goes and sees it and they're like, oh man, that was awful.
That was
awful. And then they tell all of their friends, don't go see it. It was dumb. It was money.
What were you expecting? All the other Transformers movies sucked too.
Anything. None of us were expecting. We covered it because it was entertaining.
That's right.
That's why I didn't go. I haven't seen a Transformers movie after the first one.
Yeah, I've seen all of them, and they all are awful.
It's people like you that make him keep making movies. Stop it.
Stop watching.
Ooh.
Stop it. All right. Anyway,
What about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
That one's going to be just as bad. It's going to be just
And
as
it's going to make just as much money.
The trailers
It's going to make a huge amount of money on opening weekend.
A ton of money. And then there's going to be Mutant Turtles 2 and 3 and 4 and Age of Extinction of Mutant Turtles and The Dark Side of the Mutant Turtles. And
I want to see that one.
Awful.
Anyway. Other movie news. So apparently Carrie Fisher's daughter is going to be in Star Wars.
Yeah.
No surprise. What's
that about? It's
about, hey, my daughter wants to be in this movie. Okay.
Okay.
You know, I mean, she's not...
We'll put her in
the prequels.
Peter Jackson's kids were in all of the Lord of the Rings and the Hobbit movies.
Yeah, Peter Jackson
himself was in it. You know?
Stan Lee's in every single one of his.
So... You know, it's not like she's going to have a big role, but she's, you know, they're just like, hey, my daughter wants to be in the movie. Okay, well, she can be in this scene. She can be in this scene. There you go.
So lots of Marvel news in movie news. So
yes, there's actually – sorry.
Yeah, go for it.
Forget if you keep talking. I don't know if you guys probably – know this. I don't know. Anyway, Deathstroke is one of my favorite characters in DC.
I knew
every single comic book he's been in. Up until the end of the New 52 series, I haven't collected the kind of random issues he's been in since then. Anyway, because Rob Liefeld really...
I was going to say, even the one that Liefeld...
He really pissed me off. Anyway... The good news is that they're bringing back the Deathstroke series.
Oh, woo.
So it's going to start with the first issue in October.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, and they're going to start another series called Grayson.
Oh,
Where it's like it's about, I guess it's about Dick Grayson, but
who else?
He's not
Nightwing.
He's not Nightwing. He's like some agent or something like that. It's interesting. There was a snippet of it at the most recent Batman comic. There was a snippet of it at the back of it, and I read it because apparently like Nightwing is going to die or something like that.
Well, it has to do with the Forever...
Spoilers!
It has to do with the Forever Evil storyline.
Well, I see it kind of like Batman Incorporated.
Oh. Where it kind of... They tried it and it didn't work.
They kind of just deal with... They're just trying to get on the hype of the character and see how far they can take it in another way and direction. And, you know, that's just about marketing, making money. So.
Yep. So, did you guys see the latest extended trailer of the Guardians of the Galaxy?
No, I haven't. I know. 17-minute clip is out.
No. Not that. I'm talking about the 2.5-minute trailer.
Oh, that one. Oh, okay.
One that just came out over the weekend.
Oh,
I think I did. I clicked on it, but it looked like the same trailers.
No, it has new footage in it, but the thing is,
what's the guy with the blue face, the Al Roker face, the actor guy?
I don't know what you're talking about.
From The Walking
Dead. Did you say
Dead?
Al Roker? Isn't no, that the news guy?
I was going to say it. I was like, that's why I don't know what you're talking about.
The guy from The Weatherman that gets his hand cut off. What's his name?
Oh.
Daryl?
No.
Merle?
Yeah, he's in it.
Yeah.
He's blue.
Oh, okay. Bad guys?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
He's not the main.
No,
he's,
you're right. Yeah. I do remember him being. Yeah, I do remember.
He's not the main bad guy, though.
No.
Because that's the pie maker.
The pie maker?
Yeah, the guy from.
Lee Pace. Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Michael Rooker. Yeah. Michael Rooker. What did I say?
Oh, you said Al Roker.
Oh. That's what I was like, the weather guy?
Yeah, no, not the weather guy. Anyway, yeah, so the more I see, the more I'm liking it. Because,
yeah,
like, the very first
good.
Trailer that they came out with was, like, they were trying to be, like,
funny.
All irreverent and comedy and making it funny and stuff. And I think that was the wrong way to go with it.
I don't.
Well, obviously, hey, I'm just saying, none of the other trailers after that first one have gone, you know, gone the comedic route. So
they're all, it's all action.
It's all about, oh yeah, this is not a comedy.
This movie is the way all movies should be promoted. Because everybody's talking about this movie. And
nobody
knows anything, but they kind of, you know, the studio's like, well, you know, this movie, we'd like to, you know, put it out, but we're not really sure about it. Let's just kind of make this kind of, you know, off the cuff, funny trailer. You know, and if people hate it, whatever. We're just joking, right?
Right.
And so they put out the first trailer, and it's just kind of goofy and funny.
Right.
And people are like,
I think the movie recently that had the best marketing campaign was X-Men: Days of Future Past, because they had all those like commercials. They weren't like trailers, but they were like commercials that they posted, like. Yeah, the commercial about the Trask Industries talking about.
Oh, you're talking about like
that
virus.
Well, Guardians of the Galaxy did something that the X-Men didn't. Guardians of the Galaxy is totally internet based.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good idea because.
Well, it comes out in a few weeks. We'll see how it does.
Yeah.
Well,
anyway, yeah. We'll so it'll be interesting. I like your point about how the tone of the trailers has changed from goofy, funny, we don't give a crap to. You know, hey, this may be a cool, serious film.
Yeah.
So, at this point, I think that if the movie is just kind of... all it needs to do is not suck.
I'm sure it's going to make a lot of money.
It doesn't need to be a good movie. It just needs to not suck.
Yeah.
Because if it can just be an okay film... then it has got a lot of potential. Oh, and by the way, I did go and watch Thor 2 again, John.
Good job.
I finished it this time.
And
I sat down with my wife and had a six-pack, so.
That makes everything better.
It did get better. It did get better. It was just, I think what threw me off is the soundtrack. The score just totally does not.
No,
totally.
You know what?
Does not put my mind in the mood for the scene. It was so weird.
You know what? Soundtrack just totally ruins the show for me.
Titanic.
Doctor Who.
Doctor Who.
I can't stand the soundtrack in that show because like there. I
what?
Love the show because it's interesting. It's really fun, but like the soundtrack, like even like in serious moments, the background music is like do 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 do, and I'm like, what is going on? I'm like, that's not the mood. What's going
I'm
on?
Totally going to have. I don't know what you're talking
about. I don't know what you're talking about,
okay,
dude.
I'm
all of
episode?
You at,
pay attention.
All,
you know,
every
you're gonna
episode.
Have to make. You're gonna have to choose episodes to reference because I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, just watch.
Okay.
Watch a few. few episodes.
I will watch any
know.
Episode. Come on.
I will. Like, I will watch.
So all of you watch a few episodes, and everyone listening, listen to a few episodes of Doctor Who, and
pay attention to the back.
Pay attention to the background music, and I want you to tell me that that music just isn't the most awful thing, and like it just totally ruins the mood. So everyone can email us their opinions about Doctor Who background music at the Closet Geek Pod at gmail.com.
Send all your hate mail to.
Hey, I love the show, but the music sucks.
That's funny. So I was reading this article about, and it kind of caught my attention because we had talked about Kevin Smith with Steven from the Major Spoilers.
Right. Is this and, the one with the picture and his tear?
No, this is the one where he actually got an invitation from J.J. Abrams to come to the Star Wars set that they were filming.
And then he had to sign a DNA.
Kevin Smith.
Oh, yeah, and he was crying.
He posted this picture, his selfie of him crying after he left the studio because it was so awesome.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just reading some of his comments, and he said that this is quoting him. He said, "So we go to the set, and they're actually shooting. They're shooting, and this is what I can't tell you what they were shooting, but what I saw, I absolutely loved. It was tactile." It wasn't a series of green and blue screens in which later digital characters would be added. It was there. It was happening. I saw uniforms. I saw artillery that I haven't seen since I was a kid. I saw them shooting an actual sequence in a set that is real. I walked on the set. There were explosions, and it looked like a shot right out of a Star Wars movie.
I like your tactile editing there.
And he said that the site, he also got to go to Stage M, which is where the full-scale Millennium Falcon was being built. And he was able to check out both inside and the outside. And he said that Abrams is building a tactile world, a world you can touch. And he's replicating it with all the love of somebody that has the world's greatest collection of Star Wars figures. I just like how he said that. But it just really gave me a lot of hope about this movie because J.J. Abrams is really trying to get back to the
real magic of Star
Wars.
Yeah,
not just a bunch of green screen and just do it all digitally. He's trying to do everything practical, and I'm really excited about that. It's gonna get back to the good old feel of what Star Wars was for me, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah.
Ditto.
So let's talk about
Harry Potter.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, the
what
short,
about Harry Potter? Tell us about Harry Potter.
The short story that got released.
J.K. Rowling, it's really big buzz right now.
Yeah.
She released a short story of the 35-year-old Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And the after effects of what's going on.
So is that short story like available on the internet for anyone to read?
You have to Pottermore.
You have to be a member of Pottermore.
You have to have a Pottermore account.
Do you have to pay to be a Pottermore?
Yes, you do.
No.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
what?
What?
I'm on Pottermore. I don't pay.
What?
Oh, I thought it was a paid. I thought it was a paid membership.
I thought it was a paid thing.
You probably just joined
in the beta.
Oh, maybe the grandfathered you?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Well, maybe you just have to sign up for their
maybe
email.
Maybe I haven't been online for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
Google it now.
Don't even waste your money. It's going to be plastered on the internet soon enough.
I know.
Oh,
right?
But I take that back. You should support artists.
Oh, no. Sign up for a free account.
Oh, there you go.
Aha.
Yeah, so I was. Yeah, so it is. Okay, so it is a free account.
They kind of have like a progression thing where you have to get. You have to open up new areas.
Right.
You earn like books. I'm like not yet quite through like Order of the Phoenix or whatever.
Yeah, you probably can't go to the website and go straight to this new short story. You probably have to like go through a couple hoops before you can earn it, quote unquote.
Yeah, I haven't been there in a long time, but
But yeah, it's a short short story that takes place after the book series, and Harry's now an adult, and so they kind of talk about you know, Harry and Hermione and Ron and what's funny is that Ginny, Harry's wife, is not in the short story, and Rita Skeeter,
the journalist,
she's like, oh, does this mean that there's trouble in paradise? And you know, so it's kind of funny how that happens. But Neville Longbottom is still a professor of herbology at Hogwarts, and Luna Lovegood is
the head of the
No. She's married to I can't remember. I read the article, but then they kind of touched on the highlights of what the story is about. But yeah, it's just basically them as adults. It's just a short story. But a lot of people are thinking that this may be that she might be like feeling the waters, and whether
to see if people really respond to this, to be like, okay, we want more books.
And if people want to read a
series
about Harry Potter.
I don't even know why she would need to fill the waters for that. She could just probably like sneeze Harry Potter on a piece of paper and people would read it.
Yeah.
So it's just like, yeah, it's...
I don't know. I mean, it could be just that she just put out this short story and that's it, but...
Just because, you know. Yeah. So anyway, so
I don't
Warner
know. Maybe
Brothers,
she's desperate to stay relevant.
Yeah, so well, that too.
Well, Harry Potter being a Warner Brothers show, and Warner Brothers being at
Warner Brothers.
Christmas.
Warner Brothers.
Christmas.
Oh, I want to hear him say it.
Warner Brothers.
Yay!
Yay! Warner Brothers.
You just said it right.
I did that on purpose.
Sure.
Anyway, they are going to be talking about some shows on TV that they're going to be releasing at the San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah, they're going to be all over the San Diego Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah. I mean, San Diego Comic-Con is no longer about comics.
It's not.
It's about Hollywood.
Hollywood. Yeah. It really is.
It is, unfortunately. But yeah, they're going to be all over. Not only are they talking about all of their different shows, but they're also going to be talking about a number of their movies that are coming out.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I bet you they debut Batman, Superman
Gotham.
Trailer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're going to be doing a lot of... Yeah, they're going to be talking about Gotham. They're going to be talking about Flash. They're going to be talking about Arrow. They're going to be talking about... You know, just all of these you know.
I want to see a new cartoon. I'm very disappointed they canceled Young Justice.
Oh, Young Justice was so good.
Well, I know the next DC movie that's coming out is the Arkham one.
Yeah, the DC movies, honestly, they've kind of stretched themselves too thin.
Mm.
And I think they're.
They also announced the new Aquaman. Movie that they're going to be working on based on the new 52 series. It's going to be a direct sequel of the Justice League War movie that came out.
But you know what? Like, Aquaman gets a bad rap, in my opinion.
Well, it's because
if you think about it, well, but like Aquaman's
really good at swimming.
He's just as strong as Superman. He has like psychic abilities, and he has like all this awesome stuff, but everyone just focuses on he could talk to the fish. I'm like, and he could also punch you through the face. So
through the,
you know,
not in the face,
not
but
in the
through
face,
it,
but
through the face,
through the face. So anyway, yeah, so that will be fun to talk about San Diego Comic Con when it happens, because that'll. Yeah, we'll have lots of news from that.
Yeah, we'll do a Comic-Con episode.
So, talking about some gaming news. So, the basic rules of D&D are now out and available for people to download the PDF files and be able to get their they're gaming on to get the taste of the new system.
Yeah, I've downloaded it and I've gone through it and I haven't really gone through it in depth, but
is it a lot more informative than the beta?
It's about the same. I mean, it's about the same level. The D&D basic rules is about the same as what you got in the playtest packet.
Yeah.
That same level. It gives you all of the character creation rules, and it only talks about the four big classes: the fighter, the wizard, the cleric, and the rogue.
Yeah.
And it only has the four main races: human, elf, dwarf, and halfling. But it gives you the character creation rules and how that all works, and how to make your character, and then it just gives basic combat rules, basic spell rules, and then it just says okay, go. So
yeah.
I mean, there's not really a whole lot to it. It is. Like I said, it is just the basic rules. So if you need anything more than that, you're going to have to get at least the starter kit, which comes out next week.
Well, it's like we talked about. It's really there to give people a taste of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then they're like, oh, I really like this. I want to invest my money into it.
I mean, there's a number of things that I thought that I really liked that they did. They have taken a lot of things and streamlined a lot of systems. But then one of their main things that they keep talking about is if it doesn't work for you, then don't use it. You know, if this rule doesn't work for your system or your campaign, then you don't have to use it. Nothing is hard set. You know, these are just, you know, things that you can use to create your game the way that you want. But like a couple of things that, just off the top of my head, they've gone back to spell slots for casters, whereas fourth edition kind of got away from like actual spell slots. You had like
your dailies
and you had your at will abilities and stuff like that. They've kind of gotten away from all of that and gotten back to more spell slots. But they still have cantrips, which are like level zero stuff that you can cast at will. But they still have those, and they've kind of beefed up a lot of those cantrips. So you definitely are never going to feel like you can't do anything as a caster once you're out of your spells. And the way that they said that you can regain spells is different. You don't have to like. You can regain your spells throughout the day. You don't have to just like
you don't have to rest
at the end of the day and get them back. You can just take what they call a short rest, which is what they call like a 1 hour rest. And during this short rest, you can regain like one spell
of your choice,
equal
like
to your level or something like that.
Oh, okay.
So you can kind of regain spells as you go.
I like the point system that we invented when we were playing Dungeons and Dragons.
How you had like
it was so video game like.
It was.
we were awesome beyond our.
You had like so many points that you could use.
Yeah, your points were based on your intellect and your intelligence and your level, and you could cast whatever spell you wanted.
Well, they did say that you can kind of do. Well, no, that was different. That was definitely a house rule that we created for ourselves. But
that's so awesome, house rules.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because you don't have to follow the rule book.
Yep.
That's why this game's so cool.
I really like the new system. I think it's going to appease a lot of people. It's going to appease a lot of people that really didn't like the fourth edition because a lot of the stuff is
kind of
going back to more like what third edition did, but with the overall streamline that the fourth edition attempted to do. So it's kind of a best of both worlds, in my opinion. So it's definitely worth checking out.
Yeah. To go backwards real quick, the article that is the short story for the Harry Potter. It's called Dumbledore's Army Reunites at Quidditch World Cup Final. It's actually a Daily Prophet article by Rita Skeeter.
Right.
Rita Skeeter. So,
Skeeter, yeah.
Yeah. And so it's you can like easily access it. It's not that hard.
Oh, okay, good job.
So, and it's like a 4-minute read.
Yeah, it's just
good job, you. Good
Yay, job. Me. Oh,
yay.
Harry Potter.
So, a 4-minute read to Mike, an hour read to me. That's how slow I read.
Anyway, D&D.
Anyway, D&D, woo. One more gaming news thing that I just want to touch on because it's important to me is Destiny is rated T. Woo! And you wonder why that's important to me, folks? Because Barry does not play rated M games.
Oh!
That's so...
Send your hate...
So, Barry.
So, send your hate mail and your opinions to theclosetgeekpod@gmail.com. So, anyway, let's go on to something else that we all love and enjoy. Geeky
yes.
Trivia!
Yes.
All right, Geeky Trivia is brought to you by John.
That's right. It's brought to you by me.
John.
All right, so Geeky Trivia this week is all about Star Wars.
Ryan's going to win.
It's going to be, I kind of based a lot of stuff on like the questions about various movies, but also like, Clone Wars, stuff like that. So let me.
So what is canon right now then?
Yeah, I tried to stick as close to what's considered canon.
All right.
As he steps away from the camera.
Yeah, I had to get to keep, you know, keep. No, points. I had to have
oh,
to
points,
keep score.
Right,
All right. So, question one. What is the name of the planet that the Force was discovered?
Ooh.
I don't know, actually.
The Force.
Oh, wait.
Oh.
It was a Flusha.
No. The name of the planet is called Tython.
Tython,
yes.
Wow.
That was
okay.
The planet that the Force was first discovered. Okay.
Okay.
I have a feeling Michael's going to suck at this.
Okay, some of these questions, like I said, this is kind of all over the place. There's no, like, rhyme or reason to the order of
That's
these
fine.
Questions. So
let's do it.
The next question is, who was Yoda's Jedi Master?
His master?
Yes.
I don't know.
Peter?
Peter. I'll go with Peter, yeah.
Don't worry, the questions get easier. Okay, Yoda's
Fail.
Master is legendarily referred
Ooh.
To Nakata Del Gormo.
Nakata Del Gormo.
Yes.
With a like, side of fries.
Like, 800 plus? Yoda's like 800, so.
Yeah, he was like 900.
Sure he was trained, like, when.
He was young. Yeah. So, like, so. 800 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Or 800 years
Ish.
Ago in the
let's
Star
say
Wars world.
Let's say he was 200 when he got it.
All right. Name. Four
oh, okay.
of Yoda's apprentices.
Qui-Gon Jinn.
Okay, that's one.
Mace Windu.
That's two.
Obi-Wan
Count Dooku.
Kenobi.
Dooku is three, and Kenobi is four. Good job.
Wait, nobody.
Oh, wait, we all did
all,
together.
We all got, we all got points.
Oh,
for that.
I know. Does that mean it. I get 2 points for naming two of them?
Yeah, you just get
Sweet.
Points. Okay.
So Ryan gets a point, Barry gets a point, and I get two. Woo!
Okay.
Mike takes the lead.
Yes. I would have also accepted Luke Skywalker.
Oh
good call.
Duh.
We are all going chronologically.
Okay.
That's right.
Who was Anakin Skywalker's apprentice?
Ahsoka?
Correct.
Oh. Yeah.
What was Ahsoka's species?
Twi'lek.
No.
No. Oh, no. The
Tyrellian?
No.
Something like that?
That's a good question. I don't actually think I know that one.
The species name is Torguda.
Oh, I knew it started with a T.
Yeah, it did start with a T. Good job. All right. all right, let's see. Why was Dooku a count?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know.
Because he owned a lot of land on this one planet.
He had a fiefdom.
I will give you both a half a point.
Yeah. Coruscant.
Oh, that's so like, dumb.
Define what a count is.
I take a half a point away from Barry because he tried to get more. So you get 0 points.
Dang it.
Ryan gets a half a point. No, he was a count because he was a count. He was noble born.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. My trick question.
All right. Who was Anakin Skywalker's mother?
Shmi.
Good job.
Shmi?
Shmi!
Like Captain
Shmi,
Captain
me.
Hook. Captain Hook, Shmi?
S-H-M-I.
S-H-M-I.
Shmi?
Shmi. Shmi.
And an apostrophe.
Did it.
All right. Okay. What race was Bib Fortuna?
Twi'lek.
Good job.
Who do you guys know who Bib Fortuna is?
Yes.
All right. Name three clone troopers.
1, 2, and 3.
Fives.
Rex.
Okay.
Fives,
Rex,
Cody.
Okay.
And, Cody and Rex. And Fives.
I got Cody.
Ryan said Fives, and then Barry said Cody and Rex. Okay. Any more that you can name? I'll give you bonus points.
I've only watched 2 episodes of Clone Wars, so I don't know.
I would have also accepted Echo.
Echo. Oh, I loved Echo.
Waxer.
Not familiar with
Waxer. Was he had the really big heart. He was always trying to save the little kids and stuff. Also, hard case, heavy.
Heavy, yeah.
Yeah, so, okay. Who was Darth Sidious's master?
Plagueis.
Plagueis is correct. Okay.
I'm actually reading that book right now, so.
Are you? Oh, that's funny. I really did not make these questions just so Ryan could answer them.
Okay. Hey, I've got a couple points.
Good job. okay, who was Darth Sidious's first apprentice?
Darth Maul.
Good job, Barry. I didn't expect you to get that one.
Boom! Take that, Ryan.
If you're reading the book, you'll probably read that.
I'm not
of
yet
it.
At that point yet.
Okay. Well, because he was doing it in secret. Because, you know, you're only supposed to have 2 Sith. So he was training Darth Maul in secret, but Plagueis let him do it because Maul was specifically trained to be used as kind of a throwaway. He was trained to be an assassin. So if he died, it was no big deal.
Just like Darth Vader was secretly training Starkiller.
Nope, that's not canon.
Well,
should be, because honestly, that's kind of like some of the best storytelling in the whole series.
Yeah, I love that. I love
video
that.
Video game.
Yeah,
I
know.
On.
It was a good storyline. That's true.
Yeah.
It was great storyline.
Okay.
They're awesome.
Who is Darth Maul's brother?
Magus.
Darth Bob.
No.
Darth.
Isn't it like
Magus? No, shush, don't talk. I'm trying to think. Press.
Savage. Good job,
right.
Ryan pulled
Savage. Darth Hammer and Darth
Hammer.
Darth Hammer.
Okay.
He should get a point for just,
what,
just for that.
What race were they?
Ooh.
Pokey head.
Sabak?
No.
Barak.
No.
Sabak.
Weren't the,
Cameras? Are they actual?
Smamak.
You're getting close.
Rabak.
You're getting close, actually.
Tabakabaka.
I don't know.
The race species name is Zabrak.
That's from the video game too, man.
All right. What are the names of Amidala's children?
Luke and Leia.
Good job, Barry.
Oh man, my brain was like, what?
That's right. You gotta pay attention.
Excuse me. All right. Han Solo is from what planet?
Corellia.
Corellia is correct.
Nice. I didn't know that.
Okay.
He shot first.
He broke his leg, too.
That's right. Who tended to Luke's wounds on the medical frigate?
Ooh.
Robot? The medical droid?
I'm looking for R5. That's an astromech.
The medical droid. So I'm going to say
it is
M3.
A medical droid. It is a medical
M3.
Droid.
M2.
What was
M1,
the
M2? M3? M4? M5?
I don't know. I just know that he had an old style microphone for a face.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Right, I don't know.
The designation was 21B.
21B, yes. Yes.
All right.
That sounds familiar, yeah.
On what level of the Death Star was Princess Leia being held prisoner?
5.
Ooh, good job, Barry.
Nice.
Okay, in what detention block was Princess Leia being held in?
Oh.
B.
51128.
1128.
No. That's the one they were taking Chewbacca to.
Oh.
Prisoner transfer?
I don't know.
She was being held in block AA-23.
Wow. AA-23.
All right. After leaving Tatooine, when did Han Solo expect to arrive at Alderaan?
14 hours.
No.
I don't know.
Two days.
I don't know exactly. 2 days.
That's, I don't know.
Random.
He said 0200.
0200.
Really?
Yep. Use
military time,
designation
huh?
I'll have
time. To check that out.
Interesting.
All right. Where was Darth Vader sent on his first mission?
To Kashyyyk.
Kashyyyk, you mean?
Kashyyyk?
No.
Oh.
That's video game. It's not canon.
I was like,
Darth Vader,
wasn't he sent to the temple to kill all the kids?
Yes, that's correct, Michael.
Jedi Temple.
First official mission.
Yay,
nice.
Me. I actually got one.
Kill all
but
the
he
Padawan.
Wasn't Darth Vader at that time.
No, he was named Darth Vader in the scene before.
And then he was sent to the temple.
Really? Then
yeah.
I thought he was named like when he was became the robot.
No.
Oh.
No, he was given
nice.
The Darth Vader.
Once he turned to the dark side.
That's
yeah.
how much I have not seen the prequels.
Yeah. All right. Good job, Michael.
Yay.
All right.
Yay.
I have a bonus question. Those are all the questions. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Bonus question. Who shot first?
Han
Solo.
Good job, Michael.
Yay!
I take that back. There was only one shot. There was no first. It was just the only.
That's right.
Okay. Ryan does make a point.
Okay, I've got another bonus question.
Okay.
Who is the stupidest character in the Star Wars universe?
Jar Jar Binks. Yeah, go me.
I totally said first.
I'm going to say George Lucas.
He's not a character.
I almost put George.
Oh, actually, he is a character in the prequel.
That's funny.
Okay.
I would have also accepted Wicket the Ewok.
Okay.
Jar Jar's way.
I would have also
Wicket.
Accepted Anakin Skywalker.
But the kid,
Jake Lloyd.
No,
Jake
just
Lloyd.
Anakin Skywalker himself. He was so stupid. Would you really have done all of those things? Come on.
There's a lot of people who don't like R2-D2 either.
Yeah, that's true. Or C-3PO.
I would have also accepted Jango Fett. Did you see how he handled that combat at the end?
He was lame.
He just went,
he's like,
pew, 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 pew. Oh. Like,
yeah,
come on,
I didn't
dude.
Like that.
Why would
dude,
you even get within that close of a distance of a Jedi?
No,
that's just
I don't know.
I mean, he had this totally awesome fight against Obi-Wan Kenobi, and then when he was going up against Mace Windu, who was like,
see,
super awesome, he just sat there and goes, pew, pew, pew.
That's going back to the George Lucas answer.
Yeah.
See, that's correct. He's the worst villain for Star Wars.
All right, JJ, don't get that dumb.
That's right.
Add up the scores.
So Ryan wins with 8.5 points.
8.5 points.
Barry came in second with 7 points.
Oh, so close.
And Michael had 4 points.
That's right. Yay! That's about as much as I know of Star Wars, so that works about right.
Woo, there we go.
Yay!
That's all for my forte.
Geeky
trivia.
Yeah. All right, and that's it for the Closet Geek. Thank you for listening, guys. And you can find us on theclosetgeek.net, and you can find us on all of our social pages, and also on iTunes. Go subscribe and rate and review our show. And if you have any questions, you can definitely email us at theclosetgeekpod@gmail.com, or just leave us a message on Facebook, and we'll get back to you. Don't worry, we will be back next week, and join us as we are the Four Horsemen of Geek, reminding you always to wave your geek flag proudly.
Bye.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.